Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star, stage, screen, everywhere else in between, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? We say hello to the audience nationwide and coast to coast.
I'm doing that as we speak.
It is another great week and another good time to get together. Football season starting up. NFL, big season getting underway. That's always great things to do. And baseball winding down. I love this time of year. Basketball will be starting. Hockey will be going on. This has got to be a sportsman's delight, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a great time of year. We get ready for the end of baseball coming up. It's going to be exciting to see what happens here. See if the Dodgers truly are the best team in baseball. I don't know if they are or not, but
we'll see. Because they get into that those series, and anything can happen in a 5 or 7 game series.
That means the fifth or sixth seed can win.
It's correct.
So
we'll see what goes on. I was watching a TV show the other day, and they were talking about the Yankees looked so promising and were doing so well, and now they're saying, well, the only guy that seems to be hitting is Aaron Judge, and if he hits something, we got a chance to win a game or something. So
well,
that's going to be a
54 home runs.
He's doing the job.
It's like Mickey Mantle, 54 yeah. Mickey Mantle.
You know, the wild cards are kind of the races to watch right now. It's kind of nip and tuck in some of those areas. And East Coast, the Mets and the Braves are going nuts, see who's going to win that division. So stuff going on here, Fred.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's a lot of hyperbole, and it's boring until people start upsetting or getting ready to eliminate certain teams like the Yankees. I think the Yankees could go down, not in the first round, but
we'll see.
In the second round. I don't know if they're going to get by Houston.
Yeah.
That could be a big problem for them. And everybody here in Los Angeles is rooting for a Houston Dodger World Series.
Oh, boy. And no trash cans allowed.
Yeah.
No more banging on trash cans.
And that ship has sailed 3 years ago.
That's it.
And
stay with us. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge.
What was that?
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, that one and only Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer, as star of Hunter, which, by the way, is on Circle TV. I've been watching some of the episodes. New episodes piling on there every single day. And you and Stephanie Kramer are doing quite a job.
That show is being rotated with several others from the Decades channel.
Yeah.
And this is Circle.
Circle is another one.
It's 153.
Kind of a country music thing, and they're running Hunter on there as well, too, as an episodic show. So it's good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's good. I like it. You're on about four different networks. People call in all the time catching episodes of Hunter.
Yeah. Well, it was a great show.
And, I saw, can I just ask, I saw one the other night. Hey, you're in radio now, but you kind of fell for this woman who was in radio, and there was somebody who was, she was an analyst of for men, talking about men's dating problems and that kind of thing, and there was a weirdo that was kind of like stalking her on the telephone and killing anybody that she came in contact with. If she had lunch with her agent or something, the agent was gone, and she nailed a few people. And so you, Hunter, came up with the idea that maybe you should be the next the boyfriend, girlfriend, and you kind of looped out for her a little bit in this episode.
I don't know the context of that.
Yeah, well, you kind of like fell for her in a little ways until you figured out that
she was Hunter being Hunter.
Well, and you finally figured out that she was using this terrible situation to advance her career, and you really kind of put her down. You snuck over and you turned the microphone on in the studio.
The name of that show was On Air.
On Air. That's true. That's the name of the show.
Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray was the lead guest. She was great.
Yep.
And
hey, you turned the mic on her when she didn't know, and she started talking about her audience, and you really kind of, she blew up on the air. You were a master at that time of the radio business, and who knew?
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
She used to wear great sweaters to work.
Well, I'll tell you, I think your co-star was a little upset there a little bit, you know?
That's a whole new show.
But I think she seemed like in the episode that's she was jealous of you know, kind of falling for this dastardly Aaron Gray character.
Well, That's good.
McCall was, I think but I could tell good. She was a little, she says, you like her, Hunter, you like her. And I think you two looked out for each other in the episodes, and she didn't necessarily, you were sleeping over the night at the house and on the couch and everything, having breakfast, and when she took off for a jog one morning, you were just upset that you couldn't find her. You were, you're smitten. I'm sorry, I just had to say it. It was a great episode. I was on the edge of my chair.
Well, how about that?
It's great. I'm going to watch another one tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
It's good. We've got...
You are.
Let's get into sports. Okay, so we started the show talking about the playoffs coming up, and I have to say a couple of things. It does me proud. I'm a big Dodger fan. It does me proud to see a guy like Max Muncy, who struggled all year, starting to connect and get some singles and doubles and some home runs. He's been really putting the bat to the ball these days and seems to have taken advice from, I don't know who, hitting coaches or whatever, to move back on his back foot. He talks about a little bit. Unlike another player on the team, Cody Bellinger, who just stands there straight and tall, and I think people have talked to him, and nothing seems to happen. I wish Cody would take some advice from someone.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you before I went on there that they did a post-game interview with Max Muncy. And in the locker room, in front of his locker, it says his name behind him, Muncy. Just to the left of him, it says Bellinger.
Oh, all right, so you
and so, were, so, so happens
together.
Is, what happens is, yep. is sometimes they will bunk players kind of next to one another, and maybe the issues of their problems will come up between them, and they'll be able to discreetly talk about certain things. Because Max is very popular on the team, and one of the reasons he is that he's able not to be not shy, but he's very capable and able to solve his own problems. He's got hitting coaches there who do the jobs, but they can't swing for you in the bat. But he came up with a couple of adjustments that he found while hitting in the batting cage.
Yeah.
And the only one on the team that hasn't solved his problems is Bellinger.
Yeah, you would think he'd try some things because he to get back to that form where he was an MVP, for gosh sakes, a few years back. And it's like he's been far from that. He was great in the playoffs when the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, we all know that.
But
yeah,
it's fleeting, and you got to get it back. And sometimes these slumps go on for a while. It's just great to see a guy like Muncy hitting the ball. He had a home run again the other day against hit about three home runs in that San Francisco series. It was just – he's incredible.
Well, I always, put an analogy to how is it that professional basketball players, when the game's over with, they're asked by the color commentator, well, what happened to you today? You never played defense the second half. And he says, yeah, we just kind of forgot how to play it. And my point is, how do you... I could never admit that. If I'm playing defense for the Rams or the Giants or the teams that I was on, and someone said, well, we forgot to play defense. Well, it's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to admit that you don't know what you're doing, and the good things that you do aren't guaranteed to show up the second, third, and fourth game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at all of this, and I feel for Cody, and the team likes him because apparently, according to Dave Vassay, he's doing a real good job trying to solve his issues. But, man, when you listen to Jerry Harrison and Nomar Garcia-Para and John Hartung at
some
the post-game show,
the post-game announcers,
it's brutal. I mean, I think there's some flashbacks or some complaints that people have loaded up on the color commentators of the on Dodger broadcasts that hey, you know, you got to take it easy on Cody Bellinger. I mean, he's trying to do it, but everybody says, and you know, I've got my little birdies in the wind. They all say that he's just He's just not a naturally gifted, bright guy.
To pick up on some things and be able to make those changes.
Solve your problems.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to solve your problems. And you know, you can help. You have, look at the tape and the film during between innings or after the games, or spend some time in the batting cage or work it out. Talk to your hitting coaches. I'd like to know. This is a huge story. You've got an asset.
It's a big story.
You've got an asset on the Dodgers that is dying. 3 years of this, and they're tolerating it. Why? Because he can play center field like nobody's business.
He's a great fielder. He really can. Yeah. And he can hit when he can hit, but he hasn't hit the way he has been able to hit in 3 years. And the key factor is, they say that Muncy comes out to the stadium early. He's taking extra practice. He's looking, as you mentioned, he's in the cage, looking at the footage, whatever he can, to try to figure out what's going wrong. And it seems like it's paid off for him. And I think I just smile when I see that, because that means that's his job and he's doing it well.
Yeah, well, it's inspirational for the whole team.
Yeah.
And now the whole team is looking at Cody. Hey, Cody, here's what you have to do.
Exactly.
I hear the buzzer going on. But anyway, you've got to be able to put your arm around him and say, we love you, but get your head out of your rear end and make these adjustments.
Did you go through that when the football team, same thing? Guys sometimes have a little problems. They got to work through it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And there's not much time in spring training or fall training for football and training camp.
No, that stuff's over with.
It stuff's over with. The season's starting. It's underway.
Yeah, they ruined that sport. I could go into it.
Well, when we come back.
Well, no, maybe next year.
Okay, we'll take a little break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us here on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We got a lot of great things to do here, Fred. We got some comments here from people coming in. You know, last week at this time, we had the lovely Stephanie Kramer who was calling in here, and everything just blew up here at the studio because you and she were kibitzing around. Let's see who's ready to talk with you today. We got see who's saying hello to you. We got it from Bruce, he's from New Mexico. He says, is it warm enough for you, Fred?
Where, right now?
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine right now.
Okay. Air-conditioned studio.
But it's 110 degrees at my house.
Yes, you're in an air-conditioned studio until Governor Gavin Newsom has a flex alert and turns all the power off.
And he's holding that over our heads nicely, don't you think?
The governor of California is doing that, so we're waiting. You got it better in New Mexico. At least you can use your power there, Bruce. Come 4 o'clock every day, Governor Newsom comes on with a flex alert saying, turn all your appliances off. Hey, you got to get those electric cars, but don't charge them because we don't have any power on the power grid.
Yeah, by the way, there's no place you can